Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my man is still better than yours.
Dear Stephen Shirley. Right.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I got married for the first time when I was 58 years old, and I've been married for 4 years. My husband had a car accident 6 months ago, and he had his mistress in the car with him. That's how I found out he was cheating on me. We had to pay her medical bills and cover her injuries on our insurance. I was embarrassed because my sister was always waiting for me to lose. See, she dated my husband back in the mid-90s. He said it was just a sex thing, but I could tell that she really liked him. He and I were always cool, but nothing sexual ever went down until we decided to be more than friends about 10 years ago. We went out, and the rest is history. My hating sister has 6 kids, and she's been married for years, but she still got upset after my husband and I eloped. She started bragging about how much her husband spends on her and how he can't get enough of her in the bedroom. After all these years, after months of hearing that, I finally told her that her husband is sleeping with 2 ladies that she knows. I showed her the receipts with text messages and pictures of them hugged up. She had the nerve to tell me that her man was still better than mine. By the looks of things, we're even. We both live with cheaters. And I'm tired of beefing with my sister over my husband. I don't see how she can hold a grudge for this long. If I could do things over, I'd still marry my husband. And I don't care that she dated him over 30 years ago. Why is she constantly hating on me over a man that never wanted her? How do we resolve our feud?
Ooh,
well,
Lord.
Well, well, yeah. I mean, what? don't you understand that you broke the girl code and the sister code here? I mean, period. That's what this is. It's not that your sister's a hater or anything like that. She's upset that you dated someone she dated. To her, so what if it was 30 years ago? To her, it still feels like yesterday when she was with him. So you can't be mad at her for this. I'm just surprised how you don't see any of this. You don't know, so I'm going to tell you. The girl code is an unspoken rule, okay, amongst women. We don't date our sisters' men, our girlfriends' men, our cousins. We don't do that, okay? The girl code has been broken many times within friendships. We know that, families, all that. And if you or anyone else does break it, don't expect to still be friends with these people. It just doesn't work like that. So that's what it is. If your sister wasn't blood, I'm sure she probably would have canceled you a long time ago. Your sister feels betrayed by you because you married a man she dated in her past. It doesn't matter that your husband said it was just for sex. Your sister thought it was more than that, obviously. Really? Really? You're the hater, in my opinion. I'm just going to tell you, you're the hater because of all the things you've done to your sister with showing her the pictures of her husband and telling her about that. You're the hater. Steve?
All right. First of all, let me start by saying Shirley knows the girl code. I really don't, but it sounds like she knows what she's talking about in that regard. So obviously you must have broke the girl code. Got all that. Now, me not knowing the girl code and all like that, let me just tell you something right here. This letter right here ain't nothing but some mess. I can't help you. I don't want to help you. I don't know how to help you. Let me just start off with the title of this letter. My man is still better than yours. No, he ain't. No, he ain't. Ain't neither one of y'all got nothing. Neither one of y'all. I don't even know what you're writing for. I got married for the first time when I was 58 years old. Right there. Right there. You don't know how to pick a man. 58. You ain't been in a relationship up until now that has led to a marriage or anything. So you've been married 4 years. Now, listen to this. Your husband had a car accident 6 months ago. He had his mistress in the car with him. Title of this letter is, my man is still better than yours. My answer to that is, no, he ain't. Car accident, mistress in the car. I can't tell you when that car crashed, how he was trying to figure out how to get her out of there and make sure was okay. I wish I'd have been there. And he had his mistress in the car. That's how I found out he was cheating on me. Then you had to pay your medical bills, cover injuries on eye insurance. I was embarrassed because my sister was always waiting for me to lose. Why? Because she dated my husband back in the mid-90s. He said it was just sex thing, but I could tell she really liked him. Why are you with him? That's the girl code that Shirley's talking about. Shirley called this out. Why you with him? He and I were always cool, but nothing sexual ever went down until we decided to be more than friends about 10 years ago. We went out and the rest is history. No, no, no. Ain't no we went out and the rest is history. No, you messing with a man that dated your sister. Then here we go. My hating sister has 6 kids. She been married for years, but she got upset about me and my husband. And I eloped. You know you had to elope because you couldn't get nobody in the family to come to this wedding.
That's right.
So you had to elope because you couldn't get nobody in your family to come to this. Now, why are you calling your sister a hater? I don't know. Anyway.
All right. Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter title, My Man is Still Better Than Yours. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once.
It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, my man is still better than yours.
And my answer is, no, he ain't.
One and the same.
This woman got married for the first time when she was 58. What? That's kind of, it happens, but damn. You've been married for 4 years. My husband had a car accident 6 months ago, and he had his mistress in the car with him. That's how I found out he was cheating. And then we had to pay all her medical bills and everything on our insurance and had to cover all the stuff for her. All right. I was embarrassed. Okay, now that right there. Let's go back to the title. My husband is better than yours. My answer is, no, he ain't. He in car accidents. He don't even drive good with girls in the car. That was supposed to slow down. You supposed to take back streets, alleys, all this. He all out on the main street going fast. They just slammed into it there with his stupid behind. Drive there in the car laughing. You ain't supposed to laugh with your mistress in the car. You're supposed to be quiet. Back streets, alleys, turnoffs, one ways. Stupid. I was embarrassed because my sister's always waiting on me to lose. Why? Because she dated my husband back in the mid-90s. He said it was just a sex thing, but I could tell she really liked him. Okay, if you could tell your sister really liked him, why are you dating this man?
She's a hater.
Shirley said, this is girl code you broke. I see why. He and I were always cool, but nothing sexual went down until we decided to be more than friends about 10 years ago. I told y'all all this, we just friends. Okay. We went out and the rest is history. No, it's not. No, what you mean we went out and the rest is history? Now, my hating sister got 6 kids, and she been married for years, and she still got upset after me and my husband eloped. You had to elope, because everybody in the family know your sister used to date the man and really liked him, and now you done scooped him up with your old behind at 58, thinking you got something. He in car wrecks with mistresses, and now y'all done eloped. Girl, you had to elope. She started bragging about how much her husband spends on her and how much he can't get enough of her in the bedroom after all these years. Well, they got 6 kids.
So she's telling
me. I think that he can't get enough of her statement is very true.
Yeah.
And then how much he spend on her. Hell, they got 6 kids. All his check is gone. how much he spend on me. And it's, you got six kids. So every quarter he make is spent on y'all. After months of hearing that, I finally told her that her husband is sleeping with two ladies that she knows. Mm. Why would you do that?
Because she's the hater.
I showed her the receipts with text messages and pictures of them hugged up. She had the nerve to tell me that her man was still better than mine. By the looks of things, we even. Well, ain't you paying for the woman's injuries that was in the car accident? Because your husband had a chick in the car? So what are you talking about? She had the nerve to tell me that her man was still better than mine. By the looks of things, we even. Even? Ain't neither one of y'all got nothing. What is you even? We both live with cheaters. So what? So what's... Okay. What do you want me and Shirley to do? Yeah. We both live with cheaters. I'm tired of beefing with my sister over my husband. Oh, well, if you hadn't married this man who is a cheater, who was dating your sister back in the 90s, who your sister really liked, we wouldn't even be here.
Right.
I don't see how she can hold a grudge for this long. It ain't a grudge. It's what Tommy? You did. Yeah. No, this ain't no grudge. This is what you did. If I could do things over, I'd still marry my husband. Okay, cool. Now it's what you did, and you ain't never apologized or tried to explain yourself. You just want her to get over it. Well, when you gonna go in there and say, sis, can I talk to you? My bad. But I did fall in love with him. I'd marry him again, but I won't apologize if I hurt you. But you ain't did that. That's probably all your sister wants. You know, women like closure. Just come in here and admit to me that you hurt me, that you knew I was wrong or something. Mm-hmm. I don't see how she can hold a grudge for this long. If I could do things over, I'd still marry my husband. And I don't care that she dated him over 30 years ago. Okay, then we back to you not caring how your sister feel.
Right.
Which is what, this ain't a grudge. This is what you did. Why is she constantly hating on me over a man that never wanted her? But she wanted him.
Yeah.
And now you got him. How to resolve our feud? I don't know, nor do I care.
On today's you ain't gotta work letter.
Because it don't seem like you want to work nothing out anyway.
On Instagram.
Now you ain't got no sister. And your man.
And drive Facebook. Crazy
with people in the car.
At Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Many women in perimenopause and menopause are focused on eating healthier, but they may still be missing key nutrients like protein and iron. When you're not tracking them consistently, it can be difficult to know if you're actually meeting your needs. That's why I recommend Chronometer. It gives you a detailed look at your nutrition, including protein intake, iron, fiber, omega-3s, and so much more. I like that it helps women move beyond simply counting calories and really understand nutrient density. What makes Chronometer different is the level of accuracy and detail. The platform is incredibly user-friendly, but also robust enough that I genuinely trust the data. During midlife, nutrition becomes even more important than ever, and having access to this kind of information can help support smarter daily habits. If you want a clearer picture of your nutrition and micronutrient intake, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.